Regular listeners to Day to Day know to expect Brian Unger in this spot. He writes satire and humor about politics and culture, usually. Today, for reasons we still don't fully understand, Brian has asked to write about the accordion.
Who hasn't dreamed of playing La Vie en Rose on an accordion? The answer is many, many people. But Pam Griffiths is determined.
How many 30-minute lessons to get to sound like that? Honestly, someone like me?
Have you practiced a lot, like 2 hours a day? Oh, I would say within a couple of years.
That's Dave Caballero, Pam's accordion teacher. You see, Pam has a dream. A strange dream, but a dream.
The ultimate goal here is to play in front of my parents at the German-American Social Club of Cape Coral, Florida, Inc.
Pam, who is more Led Zeppelin than Lawrence Welk, appears on the surface, as we drive to her lesson, perfectly normal.
The majority of the people think I'm nuts, though. As a 40-something-year-old girl in Los Angeles, I don't think a lot of people think that I would ever pick up an accordion. I don't know.
It's both musical instrument and luggage.
Do you know how much that thing weighs?
Today is Pam's third lesson with Dave, the accordion teacher. She's feeling bold.
I want to show you my version of Happy Birthday.
Oh, I want to hear it.
I love this accordion.
Come on.
I'm sorry. It's...
Relax.
Pam swears she sounds better at home. And when we add a little bass, we know she's lying.
No, I do know the song on this hand, but it's getting my left hand. Okay.
So there's just two buttons you have to depress. F and then C. Back and forth. You're going...
It is a complicated waltz, getting the left and the right hand to move gracefully together while squeezing what looks like a suitcase strapped to your chest.
That's what's making this really difficult for me, is the coordination.
Well, just figure out how many things you're doing. You're playing the basses, you're playing the
reading.
Right hand, you're reading,
music for the first
you're
time
counting,
in 8 years.
You're pushing the pumping the bellows. That's only five things.
Five things, 120 buttons, 41 keys. Dave's been teaching all of it for 43 years. He's not big on small talk. He lets his accordion do most of the talking, like this Italian job from the 30s.
Wow. It actually has a great sound, too. Needs a little tuning, but...
In just one room of his office, I counted 150 accordions. Dave loves them all.
It has just two switches. And this is a more powerful one.
Dave's been teaching from this same office since 1972. That was the year he met his wife, Veronica.
I came in for lessons, and that's how we met.
34 years and three children later, Dave on accordion, Veronica here on the mandolin, are still making beautiful music together. What can we learn from Dave besides the romantic, binding love of the accordion? We learn that Pam has so much homework to do.
Oops, hold on.
I think Pam's going to get there.
Right.
Sometime before the collapse of the Social Security system.
Oops, hold on.
And that is today's Unger Report.
Yes, sorry.
I'm Brian Unger.